Joe Spratt.
Hey, Joe, this is Mike with Bank of Cardiff.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, sorry about that. Yeah, I'm already kind of submitted some of the info on there with my underwriters, and they're already coming back to me. I guess we are kind of reviewing the tax return too as well. And
yeah.
One thing I didn't realize, I guess it is my fault too because I didn't specifically ask too as well, but I was seeing that there's another officer on there. It's Ken Tyndall. Basically,
yes, he's a secretary.
Got it. Because based off of the because with the nonprofits, it is a little bit in a different process too that I wasn't kind of aware. Like the underwriters kind of just made me aware too as well. Because he's labeled as an officer, we would actually need to run his too as well, the credit. And basically, it's just kind of a formality, kind of the process to actually get some info. Because whoever's basically signing the document, most of the documents, they basically need to go through and it's basically just making sure there's no like tax liens or anything like that to kind of help prevent from any legality issues on there. And because they are signing most of those like the actual documents on there.
Tax lien on them or on the?
It's with the company itself, but also they do need a check and background on them too as well. Because
yeah,
they're labeled
I'm not really getting that. I've been doing financing a long time. I'm not sure why you're doing that. It's worthless to you.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. But I mean, that's basically the kind of the process it is to kind of get.
Yeah, I don't think I. You know, I no, I can't ask him to give us that information for the purposes of you just satisfying your curiosity. I, you know, he's not going to personally guarantee anything, neither is the president. So,
Well, and then, okay, I mean that if that's the case, I mean, again,
so
I don't,
you know, if that's a deal killer, then
no, I mean, it's not absolutely a deal killer, but it's basically the goal is to basically see if we can get the best terms, and the more information we have, the better chances are to get the best terms available to you.
I'm not going to give you any information on Ken Tyndall.
Okay, that's no
period.
Problem. I just wanted to, you know, try and kind of check in and see if that is a possibility. I'll try to see if there's any way they can work around that. Now, one thing, though, what we are doing is, because remember I told you we were going to be pulling from Experian. I know this is kind of like a personal thing, but I just wanted to kind of call you two first to see if it's okay if I contact Andrew about this. When I try to pull it, there was it's a freeze on Experian, which usually means it's usually like a self-imposed freeze where he may have to just call Experian to release it. But I wanted to call you first because I haven't really spoke with him. I wanted to see if it's okay if I speak with him or is it okay if you...
Well, I'm guessing that's probably because of a, you know, that could be anything. It could be, data or,
like
theft
fraud
of,
protection.
Yeah.
Definitely. We definitely see that all the time. A lot of times.
No, I tell you what, Mike, I'm going to have to shut this down. You're not getting a personal guarantee, period. End of story. I don't know why you're looking at this because nothing in those files from them personally is ever going to inure to the benefit of the corporation. They can have the greatest credit rating in the world. You need to evaluate this based on the life and value of the corporation, not them.
Well, absolutely.
Because we're not going to give you any guarantees.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I totally get that. I mean, I know it's not.
This is of absolutely no value.
Well, it is part of the process. I mean, any loan that's going through, we still do have to run some sort of credit check.
Well, the bank doesn't do that. Why do you have to do it?
We would still need it just for it is just for like background and again to basically provide that there's no like legal issues too as well.
Well, any legal personal issues wouldn't have anything to do with the corporation.
Exactly, and again, that's why I'm saying we would need to get some basically the information to make sure that it is something that we can do. And again, we're
looking. Yeah, this is all. No, you're starting. This is all starting to make me a little bit nervous. I think I probably want to pull the plug on this. I'm not comfortable with you contacting Andrew and pulling personal credit files and so forth when they're going to be of absolutely no value to you.
Okay, well, do you mind holding? I can get one of the underwriters on the phone. They can basically explain exactly why. I mean, do you mind if I get one of them on the phone right now? for you?
That's fine.
Okay, 1 second.
Hi, is this Joe?
It is.
Hey, Joe, this is Sam. How are you?
Good, Sam. How are you doing?
Hey, not too bad, not too bad. So I know you're working with Michael over here, trying to get some options together for you guys, and there are a couple issues. I know it's a nonprofit, so the ownership's a little cloudy. Can you give me a rundown of kind of exactly what we're working with here? What seems to be the issue?
So we have a 25,000 square foot building here in the Research Triangle Park, North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And we incubate technology startup companies.
Oh, cool.
Software, biotech, pharma, security, all sorts of. We have about 38 companies under roof here. And it's a 501c3 nonprofit.
Okay.
So there are no owners.
Sure.
The ownership isn't cloudy. There are none.
Yeah, I got you.
So it's actually pretty pure, but we have a roof repair pending. It's pretty extensive. It's about $30,000 worth of work, and we're looking for some financing on it.
Okay.
And Mike called, and I said I don't have any equipment leasing to do right now, but I do have this other job.
Yeah.
And he wanted to know if he could take a look at it, and so I've complied and sent you all the information you asked for.
Sure.
He keeps asking for a lot of personal information about the officers and so forth, and I'm not sure why that is, because under no circumstance will you ever get, we don't personally guarantee anything, because we don't have any way to personally guarantee. There's no, the ownership of this company inures to the benefit of no one other than the general public.
Uh-huh.
So there are no personal guarantees ever here. So I'm not sure why he keeps asking for all this personal information. Apparently he's got a reason, but there's not ever going to be a personal guarantee come out of this organization.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. And a lot of our programs that, that fits in for, but in order to kind of go through the process to get you approved and see what those options are, I know there's not an owner per se, but if there is somebody who usually signs for the business, that's pretty much all we need. And what we would have to do is, I think probably the information he's asking for is probably a social security number and an address. And what we need to do is run the credit of that person just to ensure that there are no sort of like federal tax liens that prevent us from being able to lend to the business. You know,
well, you won't get that information from his personal information.
Well, what we would need to do is run a credit check.
You would only get a tax lien if it were against him personally, which has nothing whatsoever to do with the business.
Sure, but in this situation, I mean, are we talking about Andrew?
Yes, he's the president.
Yes, okay. Okay, yeah, and if he's the person who signs for the business, the loan's going to go on the business. It's going to be a business loan that goes on the business credit, all of that. But if he is the person who is signing for the loan, we do need to run a credit check to ensure that there are no tax liens on his credit.
And
that's the purpose for asking for it.
Okay. I'll have to confirm that with him. He would have to, I think he's got a freeze on his credit files.
Sure, I think that's what I'm seeing here, yeah. Yeah, and that would prevent us from moving forward at this point. I mean, is there a specific issue for not wanting the credit ran, or is it just coming down to the personal guarantee?
He's got an 800 and some FICO score, no tax liens.
Okay.
I'm just sitting here wondering.
Yeah, just trying to understand the whole process.
What purpose that could ever have? If the loan goes bad, you can't go after him.
Sure. Yeah, but ultimately, he's the one signing for the business, so it is part of our process that we have to follow. It's not going to change the end game on what's available to you, but in order to get those options, that's what we need to do.
He would definitely be the one who would sign on behalf of the business, but he will sign as president,
sure,
not as Andrew Schwab.
Absolutely.
So, what I don't know what possible benefit that could be to you, but
yeah, it's just the guidelines that we have to be able to move forward. You know, we treat whoever is signing for the business, we have to follow these guidelines to make sure that that person is free and clear. You know, if that's the case, we're not going to have any impediments.
I don't have a problem discussing it with him. He's not available right at the moment, but
okay.
I don't have a problem discussing it with him, but I'm sure he's going to have the same questions I've got.
Sure, and really, I mean, the answer is we just have to, you know, check our boxes, do our due diligence, follow the procedures that are in place to get the options available for you. Now, I mean, also I'd like to, you know, reaffirm to him, you know, it's not going to be it's not going to affect his credit in a major way. We only pull from one of the three reporting agencies, so we only do from Experian, and it's just a one-time thing, just to ensure that we're in the free and clear as far as the tax liens go.
That is for what reason? Do you think the IRS could attach the business?
Well, if he is signing for the business, ultimately we have to clear him as the individual. Because in this situation, he would be an extension of the business.
No, he's not. When he signs that any document as president of this corporation, the wall goes up right there.
Okay.
And there's no crossing that wall unless he does something to pierce the corporate veil, which... I don't know. This is highly unusual. You know that, right?
Sure. And really, what we're trying to do is get you some options here. I mean, options are a little limited because you guys are a nonprofit, but there are still options there. In order to do that, we have certain procedures we have to follow. Running a credit check on the person who is signing as the business is one of those. So that is something that we absolutely have to do. Again, I'm telling you, it's only going to be a soft pull from one of the reporting agencies, and it's purely to see if there are any tax liens that prevent us from legally being allowed to lend. So that's the situation.
Okay. I'll discuss it with him, but I'm not going to see him till Tuesday, so
Okay. Did you guys have a specific time frame on how soon you were trying to get the funds in place?
No, I didn't really have a hard deadline on it. I mean, sometime before the end of September, certainly.
Oh, okay. All right. Then we're fine as far as the timeline goes if you got to wait till Tuesday to get an answer from him. I just want to make sure we're on yours so I can put you on a fast track if we do get that answer to push it through in like a matter of, 24 hours. But it seems like we're working on a pretty comfortable timeline. There will be, obviously we're navigating kind of a trickier area anytime a nonprofit is involved. But we definitely do have some options. It's just a little limited. But again, we have to follow our procedures too.
I understand.
Okay. Sure.
Well, I can just ask him. I don't know that he's going to be amenable to it, but I'll ask him.
Sure. And if he has questions, I'm happy to talk to him too.
Okay. Well, hopefully you can tell him something more than you've told me.
Sure. Yeah. I can try. I can just give you an idea of what our process is.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Then I'll be in touch with you as soon as I talk to him.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thanks.